Welcome to Agency Fast Track Podcast. My name is Lisa Parziel, and I will be your host for this episode. And today, I'd like to talk a little bit about skill sets. You see, when we start our business, we don't always have what we need to succeed. In fact, when I started my business, I was missing so many skills that I didn't even know I needed. And as I started to build my business, I stumbled, I made mistakes, and I had to correct. But as I saw them happening, I was able to go ahead and make that correction. And the reason I'm talking about this today is because I had a little reminder this past weekend on what it means to actually just go give it a try. And how if we work as a team, if we work with the people that we have around us and connections, we can actually go farther. You see, my niece was in a state final softball game. They had the whole series this weekend, and we attended. When I got to the ballpark, her mom had told us, "Hey, my daughter's team's not that good. In fact, we're not even sure how we got here." But they did have a really good pitcher, and they had skills, and they played to the skills of the team. And let me explain. You see, these kids, many of them, had only started playing softball their first time ever about 8 weeks prior. They had no business being at the state because, frankly, it was a brand new team at a brand new school that had never had one before. But the coach recognized a couple things. One, they did have a good pitcher, and the pitcher was able to keep the other team from scoring. So all they had to do was figure out how they would score. Unfortunately, not many of them even knew how to bat or were very good at it. But the coach played to their skills. So they were coached to wait for the right pitch. If there's no strikes, don't even swing and see if we can get a couple people walked. And that's what happened. They got some people walked and on base. And then once they got on base, the coach actually told them, "Okay, now keep your eyes on what's going on the field. And when they make a mistake, if the other team makes a mistake, go ahead and steal the base." And they did. And they stole bases. And they stole runs. And they made very few hits. They didn't hit the ball very often. But playing to whatever strengths they could, they actually not only got into the finals, they won their semifinal, and then they went on to win the state championship. They upset the team that had won for 2 years prior. In fact, that team was getting frustrated because there's no reason why they shouldn't have won a third year in a row. But the other team not only wanted it more, they actually played to their strengths. And that reminds me, in business, we have to do the same thing. If you're just starting out, that's okay. What can you do well? How can you get around any of the weaknesses you have? If you can't hire yet, is there a way that you can find people to come onto your team and maybe pay them a portion of what you're earning? Is there a way to figure out any problem you might have and solve it? So today, I'd just like you to think about that. Think about being the underdog. Think about being the Bad News Bears team, for example, and coming from behind. We have to think smart. We have to think on our feet. But more importantly, we have to go out there and play. We can't be afraid to get out there and play the game. We can't be afraid to get out there and sell and fulfill. Because when we do that, we might find that we win despite our lack of skills. Thank you for listening to the Agency Fast Track Podcast. If you want to know more about scaling your business or learn how you can get a fully play-by-play, step-by-step course to help you track your business, go ahead and check us out at www.agencyfasttrack.com.